Temple Claret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation. But there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Temple Claret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol claret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol claret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Indonesian National AIIMS Agency is sending 800 tons of humanitarian aid for the people of Palestine who are experiencing an acute humanitarian crisis due to Israel attacks and aid blockades. This was stated by Basna's head Nur Ahmad that said in a press conference here on Wednesday. Forestry Minister Raja Juli Antoni has announced that a new standard operating procedure for mountain climbing will be applied across all nation parks and nature tourism destinations, with Mount Rinjani serving as the pilot project. Speaking after a media briefing in Jakarta on Wednesday, he explained that following the closure of climbing activities on Mount Rinjani due to a number of incidents, the Ministry of Forestry and stakeholders developed a new climbing difficulty levels and SOPs. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
And yellow.
VOI listeners, that was Mocha, Be My Bee. Hello, VOI listeners, welcome back to the afternoon session of Indonesia Today with me, Unika, as your host for the next 6 hours. I'm very glad to have you here with me. How are you doing? And of course, in this session of Indonesia Today, I'll be bringing you the latest update and news from Indonesia. Not only that, of course, greatest songs and classic songs from Indonesia. And if you want to, you know, just like put an input, you can absolutely do that by contacting us on our social media. The Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. And of course, you can also contact us on our WhatsApp, +62 821 238 12130. +62 821 238 12130.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
rayakan hari ini. Besok sisa sengsara. Belum pulang kau pun di sini. Temani diriku. Kita bersandiwara, bicara tak semestinya. Walau kita tahu nyatanya semua tak baik saja. Ada masanya kita di ujung cerita. Untuk 5 menit coba kau mengambil alih dunia. Ada masanya kita
listeners. As Independence Day draws near, we're checking in with Priscilla from RRI Manado to find out how the community there is gearing up for the celebration. Hi Priscilla, how are the preparations for Independence Day going on in your area?
Hello Unica, can you hear my voice?
Yes, it's very clear. Priscilla, we cannot really hear you. You're breaking up.
Hi, hello.
Okay, now we can hear you. Hello, Priscilla.
Can you hear me?
Yes, all it's right. Clear now.
I think my position because you can see it's a sunny day and just cloudy right here. So hello, Unika and all Voice of Indonesia viewers and listeners. I'm reporting live from Manado, North Sulawesi. First of all, I'm so sorry for the shaking phone because I have no tripod here. So if you can see, I am standing right now in Taman Kesatuan Bangsa, or we call TKB, which means Unity of the Nation Park. And TKB is a public park located in the center of Manado, North Sulawesi. So it is often used for community events, cultural performance, and public gatherings. So the park is surrounded by important city landmarks, as you can see, and TKB is a popular spot. I mean popular spot for people to relax like this, like on my back, take photos or join in national celebrations, such as Indonesia's Independence Day. So the city Manado right now is full of energy, Unika and viewers and listeners, poi, as people prepare for Indonesia's Independence Day on August 17. Along the main streets, red and white decorations are everywhere in Manado. All activities began actually with the launch of 18th Independence Day celebration by the Manado City Government, and they're just starting with a fun walk on early August. So at many places, I can say some communities group are practicing dance group, just like line dance, Sumba, and also there is traditional Minahasan war dance, Kabasaran, is getting ready for the celebration. Here in the city center, Pasar 45, a marching competition is taking place, just like a walking parade competition, with their teams proudly wearing colorful uniforms. So next, on August 16, there is a fun run will bring people from all ages full of joy in Manado. Meanwhile, at Tikala Field, the main venue for the Independence Day ceremony, workers and officers are busy setting up the stage. So for your information, last week, the Manado City government gave red and white flags to people along the main streets so they can decorate their homes. Unika and viewers and listeners, a Voice of Indonesia, spirit of Independence Day of Indonesia is also seen in the church. So on Sunday, August 17, 2025 is so special because our Independence Day on Sunday, so many church will have red and white decorations. At the Mim Kristus Manado, the service will be special with Tolintang music because they will celebrate the nation's birthday, of course. And in every corner of Manado, there will be many competitions for all ages. As you know, just like Panjat Pinang, climbing the graceful and sack races to marble in spoon runs and other popular games. So everywhere in Manado, people are proud and excited to celebrate August 17. This is Priscilla reporting live from Manado. Back to you, Unika, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Once again, thank you so much, Priscilla, for the amazing information on how much excitement we can feel there from Manado. And VOI listeners and viewers, if you want to know more about all of the excitement from all across Indonesia, make sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, again, from Voice from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's speak Bahasa Indonesia. Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, the Attorney General's Office has expressed its readiness to cooperate with the Corruption Eradication Commission in handling the corruption case involving the digitalization of education. The statement was delivered by AGO's Head of Legal Information Center, Anang Supriyatna, on Tuesday, August 12, 2025. Anang noted that collaboration between AGO and KPK has yet to materialize. His office is still awaiting further developments on ongoing coordination with the KPK. He said that they are certainly initiate communication and coordination with the colleagues at the KPK, which Anang hopes the partnership will begin soon. As previously reported, former Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, NAM, underwent questioning in connection with alleged corruption in the digitalization program. He has been examined twice on June 23rd and July 15, 2025. The KPK also questioned NAM on Tuesday, August 7th, 2025, regarding the procurement of Google Cloud services. The Google Cloud contract is valued at 1,400. ₹400 billion per year. That's a big number. And has been in effect for 3 years. Allegations of corruption surrounding the procurement are currently under serious investigation. Both the AGO and KPK are expected to coordinate with the each other to promptly to accelerate case resolution. Interagency synergy is crucial to ensure a smooth legal process. The public hopes both institutions will conduct the investigation professionally and transparently. Proper handling of the case is seen as a key to restoring public trust. And of course, I want to highlight the last part of this news that I just read you. The interagency synergy is crucial. That's so true, because maybe if KPK is doing it alone, the agency of the Corruption Eradication Commission will do it on their own, it's going to be hard without an actual investigation and the help of Attorney General's office. So knowing that both the AGO and KPK are coordinating and also working together in this case is of course reassuring, and we hope that this is a key in restoring public trust. And of course, VOI listeners, if you want to know more news like this, you can absolutely do that by staying updated with accurate and reliable news from VOI and RRI station across Indonesia. RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So stay updated with a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
I miss you, baby. Hey.
Setiap bunyi berdering, langsung kuangkat teleponku, berharap itu dari kamu. Berkali-kali aku SMS kamu, berkata saya aku ucapkan, kamu gak tahu apa yang
Indonesia to the world.
Poverty and inequality, they are universal. They undermine every society, everywhere. But poverty is not natural. It is man-made. So poverty is not inevitable. It is an area where the world has made huge progress in the past few decades. Just 30 years ago, there were 1.9 billion people living in extreme poverty. But that number has been transformed. In 2015, it fell to 734 million. That's over a billion people lifted out of poverty.
A billion people out of poverty is amazing.
Amina Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN.
It was across the world we lifted people out of poverty. Across the world, more kids got into education. It was across the world maternal mortality was reduced. Across the world today, not many people will be left without access to a mobile phone. And what that has done to empower them to access to education, to a livelihood, is huge.
But still, almost 10% of the human race are living unbelievably harsh lives. This is largely determined by their circumstances at birth, and these high levels of inequalities work against better opportunities for all. Opportunities that could change the world.
The world is filled with inequality. While we are all floating on the same sea, we are not in the same boat. It's clear that some are in super yachts, while others are clinging to drifting debris.
Professor Sugarta Mitra is the brains behind what has become known as the hole-in-the-wall experiment.
I want to tell you a story about 1999. I used to teach people how to write computer programs. And I had a very, you know, plush office and everything. And just outside of these offices, there was this large, sprawling, urban slum full of children. Now, those children, they had never seen a computer before. They didn't know what the internet was, and they didn't know any English. But I had a sneaky kind of suspicion that there was a special relationship between children and computers that perhaps we were not aware of. So one day I tried an experiment. I made an opening in the boundary wall that separated my offices from the slum. And then I fixed a computer into the boundary wall so that from the other side of the wall, you could see the computer and a touchpad. And on the first day, we saw this 8-year-old boy teaching a 6-year-old girl how to surf. Now, how on earth did he figure that out? How did he know what the computer was doing 3 months after I had first put their computer in the wall? Children said they wanted a faster processor and a better mouse. I asked them, how on earth do you know these words? Where did you learn this from? And they said, well, you've left a machine here that speaks only in English, so we had no option but to learn the language. Easy, isn't it? I repeated the hole-in-the-wall experiment. For 5 years across the length and breadth of India, we have an enormous potential of what children can achieve together if we let them.
There is potential everywhere. We just have to unlock it.
Actor and UNDP Goodwill Ambassador Michelle Yeoh.
A huge amount depends on where public money is spent. More of it must urgently go into health, into giving everyone a safety net. There is a revolution that is happening in education, global digital literacy, connecting every school, every person to the internet. This can be done. The recovery from COVID must lead to an economy that works for everyone. Let's start with tax. We have widespread tax concessions, tax avoidance, and tax evasion, which means that there's so much less money for all the crucial things: health, education, social protection, green jobs. Many developing countries are weighed down by historical debts, spending more money on debt repayments than they are spending on healthcare and improving their own people's lives. And then there's the importance of global investment in peace. More and more, the poorest countries in the world are those countries where conflicts and violence tear apart people's lives and chances. The peace dividend for the world is immeasurable.
That's why, in March, the UN Secretary General called for a global ceasefire.
And we must break the vicious cycle of corruption and increase the power of the people to keep check on the people in power, a strong civil society, a free, independent media, and responsible social media platforms that encourage healthy debate. Equality unleashes the potential of everyone to improve their own lives and contribute to the lives of everyone else.
Janji padaku takkan pernah ada cinta yang lainnya terasa begitu indah. Tapi semua berbeda saat kau kenali dirinya. Sadarkah dirimu diriku terluka saat kau sebut namanya. Yang tak sempurna dan kadang salah. Namun di hatiku hanya satu, cinta untukmu luar biasa. Andaikan saja kau tahu, aku takkan mudah berubah. Aku kan bertahan, selalu bertahan sampai waktu memanggilku. Aku memang manusia biasa yang tak sempurna dan kadang salah. Namun di hatiku hanya satu, cinta untukmu luar biasa.
Is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kasolami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasolami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasolami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP.
Fa mai do bo mo duria ha fa mai do bo
To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
VOI listeners, you know, sometimes you can try to understand a lot of things, but sometimes no matter how hard you try, you can still don't get it and don't understand. And one way to capture it is true relationship frustration, where you feel like, I don't get it, why I still miss you even though you guys already broken up. And sometimes things like that happen, and for those of you who are feeling that, I'm gonna play you a song, Gak Ngerti, or Don't Understand, by Kahitna.
Di sendiriku, hati ini telah cinta yang ku ingini, yang saat ini ku tak tahu di mana, di manakah kau cantik sesungguhnya. Aku kangen kamu. Aku gak ngerti, dengarkanlah. Mengapa harus
ke langkahku. Di langkahku.
Voice of Indonesia.
One must have heard about Bali and everything it offers. Culture, leisure, adventure. And yet, Bali can still fall into no list by several websites. They highlight the same word. Over tourism. One of the most highlighted ones is from Fodor's No List 2025. Fodor's Travel Road. Rapid, unchecked development spurred by over-tourism is encroaching on Bali's natural habitats and creating a plastic apocalypse. Then, how does the people of Bali respond to this? I arranged an appointment with a community figure in Bali. His name is Bapak Puspanegara. He invited us to join a regular beach cleaning every Friday morning, which was joined by staff of hotels and restaurants around Legian.
So this is going to be interesting, okay. Right?
Uh-huh.
Because you also asked a lot of people around the area of Legian.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they want to join you. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, it's very difficult, definitely at first time to convince them to clean up the beach where you work, where you live, where you, what did you do at that time?
Okay, this is, we talk about behavior or attitude. And talk about beans or rubbish, they talk about behavior. Because to change the behavior is more harder than to do an action. And the action supposed to be continually or sustainability. And for make change the attitude and behavior, that's why we do every week with all the stakeholder we have here in Legian area. So this, the participant is come from the hotel, restaurant, bar, pub, eatery, every single every single activity in tourism. So we invite them to join this beach cleanup, and they now automatically already know about the schedule in which Friday they have to come to the beach. So this is to make a movement their behavior and their attitude, so need continuity. And most more than 3 years, they already know what they have to do and when they have to come for join this
every Friday. So
every Friday morning,
there's no notice, there's no information about anything, but every Friday they will definitely jump into the beach at this hours of morning.
Absolutely. And that makes me a little bit happy because they have a sense that we call sense of belonging to our destination. And we believe one thing, if all of us doing this action, they're going to be involved, everyone, not as only the people, as well to the tourists and the visitors who come here, so they have something sense to do an action minimums. They not throw the rubbish everywhere, and we believe as long as we do this activity, the tourists, the local, the people, all do a good behavior. And you can see this, our beach is very clean rather than other beach, because